as expression of Truma and his expression of Tava, Torah speaks about the Indian of the things from the Mishkan, whether it came from the Mishkan or the God from the Mishkan. The Chalukis of Mishkan, Kiddua, it's known that the Ism Lachas of Shabbos is learned out from whatever the Lachas of the Mishkan are, the Gemara and Shabbos, not the Tesla and Beis. A person cannot do whatever was done before the Mishkan. Now, what Lachas are learned out from the Mishkan? What aspect from the Mishkan we learn out from? Marshal, the first 11 Malachas on the Mishnah on Shabbat by Gimel and Aleph, the Sadurah pass, things that need to create bread, Katov being Zereah, Chayrish, Kait, the Ma'amr, it goes on all the way to Lash, Eifer, kneading and baking. All these things are made to make bread. Now where in the Mishnah was the making of bread? Says Rashi on the Mishnah by Gimel and Echnami, it was not talking about making bread, like Gemara really points out. It's talking about the making some of them, making the dyes, and this expression by the tzavah, the kohanim had different clothing, had different colors to it. You need different dyes to put inside the clothing to make it different colors. But the malacha of from Zerah and Chayrish were all in the making of the dyes for the Mishkan. That's one sheet of Rashi sheet of El Haigoin, brought down by Rabbi Avon Ben Rambam. He said that Haigoin learned that we were the Zerah and Chayrish and Kaitzer, it's called the Menachas. By every time we make the Pashat HaTomid, or it comes in with the mincha, or the lechem apadim. The different things that are used in the Beit HaMikdash itself, you have to be, to get lechem, what you have to do, you have to be zerah, you have to be chayush, you have to be kaitzer, ma'amr, all the different malachas. So the machlokes of Rashi and the Haigoin, where exactly do you learn out the malachas from the Mishkan?
Why in Rashi and Rinda?
Oh, so what's the machlokes? So the Eglital is psicho, the Eglital is spiritual, what's the machlokes? One day Rashi was machlokes Babu and Yishami. But explain the Iker Rashi wants to learn anything that appears before the Mishkan. Things before the Mishkan, the clothing, the kelim were done before the Mishkan. Once the Mishkan is set up, whatever is there right now, Echonami, that is after the Mishkan was built. That's not nichol in the Issa to learn out from the Mishkan. Rashi and Haikon explains the Echonami. Learns no, either it's a Kavanah, it's all Kavanahs. All Kavanahs and Echonami, they're all learned out from the Mishkan, of the Lost of Shabbos. That's what Echonami explains it. On this mouth, the cipher in the urches of Shabbos, conscious over there from the cipher, yes, two kashas on a high grade. One kash is, first of all, the Gemara says, where was a fear? One that I'm down on Aleph, yes, where was a fear in the base of Mikdash? Where do you bake things in the base of Mikdash? What do you mean, where do you bake things? You bake the base simply by the left of Fonim, by the office, you bake in the base of Mikdash. Boy, the Gemara in Shabbos, that I'm here in Aleph, yes, where is Shkita in the base of Mikdash? Would you have Shkita? What do you mean, would you have Shkita? You do shafting on the Kabbonis. So the cipher explains to the Machlokes a little bit differently, that both of them agree it has to be a chonon for the Mishkan. It has to be preparation. Rashi has to be preparation before the Mishkan is built. The Haigoin learned has to be preparation outside the Mishkan. Meaning, how do you make bread? You make bread, your Zereah outside the Mishkan, and your Chayvish outside the Mishkan, your Ma'amah outside the Mishkan. However, the fear, the baking itself, that might say is Ma'akim. You have to live inside the Mishkan. You have to live inside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shechita where they're done, it's done inside the Beis HaMikdash. The both of them has to be a chonon. Rashi has to be a chonon before the Mishkan is built. And the Haikar has to be the funnel, but there has to be not a chilek of the Mishkan. That's what my point is. The shell you can ask is, if only after the Mishkan, we're in the Midbar, Bible is in the Midbar, how can you be Zerah and Chayush in the Midbar? It's Eretz, Shloi, Zeruah, the place doesn't give off any, and nothing grows there. So how can the Meister, you say, when you want to collect my funnel, the Haikar or the Zamonim, the Meister was talking about in the Midbar. There are two ways to answer. One of the places in the Kulim, and that they chat on the bay, the places said, Echonami, in the middle of Klai Yisrael got there. Echonami, when they came there, things started to grow. Things did grow.
What
do we have to do? Oh, so, Dr. Sam Seifer and Rosh Ashkel, they both of them on places, that Klai Yisrael complained about Shukas, that in the Eretz, it's like there, the Israel sees things don't grow. So what does it mean? So the Sam Seifer and Malachis, it grew for things for Bahamas, but not for all of them. Food for the others to eat was not, did not grow. Only for the Hamas by grass. That means they come out of the court, you actually say, come out of someone in the base of Mikdash, someone in this grass, they took grass, they grind it up, making the dye, that is to grow. Going to Haigon took that left from upon them, they did not grow in the Midbar. Before going to Haigon is very sure. How did they grow in the Midbar? Roy Dal Tarashani, the great Talmud Savis, and Sikha, when did they announce? They announced Moshe Benu that we want all in the Zavis for the Mishkan. 2 days later, Moshe Rabbeinu said, die, enough. 2 days later, they stopped accepting. That means in 2 days, what, there was the rare, there were chosh, and the kreitzer, 2 days didn't happen. We don't find any measures that an ace happened, that it grew out of the way. That means, Mishlam, according to Haikon, would be very good, left upon him, or the Menachos, that we had demand for. But according to Rashi, it's a monomer happened before the bidding of the Mishkan, of course, with no time for it. That means Taref Haigot is very sure. It's a Maiso. In the Midbar, it's not grow things to eat. And Taref Ashi is fair. Maiso, they have 2 days to make it grow. There's another Malach, the Sam Soiko, and that Ayn Hei, that Ayn Dalla Manalas, in Shabbos, and the Neshua, that Ayn Hei Manalas learned that Nechnami, just like the Ate Shitim Kiyadua, was not made in at the Midbar. It was took from a shrine that Yaakov Yudah set up, who didn't set the Sam Soiko, the Neshua, also the Samonim, were not in the Midbar. It came from the shrine. It came, was brought from Kleistel with them. And still, Maitre, still Khoshiv, is Nithil Nechelik of one of the Malachas that needed for the Mishkan. One is one of the Malachas needed for the Mishkan. Still, we learn that out to the Malachas of Shabbos. Now, what's the first Malacha? The Mishnah starts with Zereya and Chayrish. Zereya is you put in seed, and Chayrish you plow. If anyone knows how a field works, if you're a country boy, first what you do is you plow, and then you put inside the seed. So why should the Mishnah say, if I can't, the Gemara from Kashas, that I gimel on the base? The Gemara answers, come tell you, Chiddush, the Tana was a Ben Eitz Yisrael, and the Ben Eitz Yisrael, the character was harder, and you have to do Chayrish twice, you have to plow, put inside a seed, and plow again. The Chiddush is the second plowing in the Chlami Yechai for Chayrish also. So therefore, what is the first Malach about? And the first Malach in the Tzias is Chayrish, Chayrisho. And that's what the Rambam and Peg Zayin and Shabbos counts Chayrish first. And that's how Kamachon afterwards, Chayodim and Cheskinov, the first Malach in the Mishkan, or the account, is Chayrish, Chayrisho. So the goal is the Malach of being Chayrish. So first, every Malach, there's an Av, there's a Folder, the Shalmi says every Av has 39 folders. And there is the Gedera Zavonim, so you should not be over the Isser Minatariot. So the Av, to explain how the Mishnah Berurah in Zagdola, in Simon Shinlam and Zion, he explains, the Av is anything that causes things to grow when it's a ticking in the ground itself. When you loosen up the ground, you plow the ground. When you do a Metzias to the ground, not anything around it, to the ground, and it creates things to grow, whether you loosen the ground, or you plow the ground, with anything to the ground, that's to the Av. Someone was my colleague Josh, and I'm fine, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah sets it off. He said, Yeshua explains it that way. The Tolda is the same to Ellis that you're doing to the ground, but you're not touching the ground. But mostly, you pull out weeds from the ground, you're not touching the ground, not touching the off, you're pulling out the weeds. When you want to take away bricks or that's in the ground, you take away an obstacle that's also look Ellis to the ground, makes things grow. But the mice, it's only a Tolda, it's the same to Ellis, but you're not touching the ground. That's the difference between the Av is touching the ground, whether it's smoothing out the ground, digging the ground. The Tolda is the same to Ellis, but not touching the ground. So, a couple of shadows. First person has a stroller, wants to push along the ground. The problem is, you push a stroller, it makes marks in the ground. Can a person take a stroller and push it on the ground? Is there a problem? So you can type, first of all, double shame it's Gavin. You have no kavona to make a chirit, make a mark in the ground. Should be a problem of chirisho. However, if you do it, and it's a sikresho is also. So you can type the mice, it's sikresho, loy nichale is only istri up on them. And you can say the mice is also Klapayat, the derech of how you chayush the ground, you take a shovel, or you take a harness with the animal. If you don't do it with the stroller is klapayat. And all you can tell you is a kilkel, most grounds, it's not good for you to do, to plow, not good to have a chayush in the ground, it's a kutayna. That's any time you have a stroller pushing the ground, it's doshem skav, it's a creation, it's loini chlay, it's their abonim, the second abonim of kilkel, or third abonim of klapayat, and it could be mutter. Therefore, in Echnami, the Vadi Yosef, in Saif Libya's chain, Mois Kavod. What? How would you plow?
That could cause that, I don't mean
that machine. That's not the derech of plowing. Right? You don't do it, that's
derech.
It depends where the case is, but in most cases when you're walking outside in a bungalow colony and you push a stroller and it messes up the grass outside, it messes it off, that's a kilko.
Because you don't want it
to increase? Like plow. That's a kilko.
What?
Well, Lanichle, it's a kilkel, it's not good for it. It's a kilkel, myself. I'm holding the place if you need the past the kilkel or lack of ticket. So, Diva Vadi Yosef says, any time you can push a stroller, no problem. Why? He says, kilkel, lack of yad, and that's a great Lanichle. He says over there, the mice is coming to argue on Mishnah Berurah and the Mogad Avraham. They say, if you do the case, someone's girl, he says, stop the Lomito, someone takes a chair and drags him along the ground. The Gemara says, you're even into by the creation, and the Shabu Mogav, I'm saying, if it's loin yichlei, it's still also, it's in the Shartin, even though it's kilkul, and even though it's klapayat. So Vadi Yosef says, I'm arguing on the Mishabu, and one day he has a Mechabalank, and now over the Mishabu, the Mogav, you have to know why they're masking, but the mice are masking, and they tell you, you cannot drag a chair on the ground, even though it's loin yichlei, kilkul, klapayat. And so, how can you push a stroller? So, Ikka the Pashim says, before Shem Mishnah and Beya and the Chokim will obey, the Mishnah says you can't take a stroller and push on the ground. Why? The Mishnah's logic is because we shouldn't Chay Teshes. It's Chay Teshes. What does that mean? Explain to the Pashim that usually Chorisha is loosening up the ground. Here we're putting the stroller, it's compressing the ground, making it compact. Chay Teshes is making it stick together. The fact that it makes it stick together, it's the opposite from Chorisha, it's not Chorisha. But again, you're making it even harder to ground together. Therefore, for that reason, it's more true. However, let's say when you turn the stroller in the mountains, you're on a dirt road, you turn the stroller, then it makes the currents, then before you might have a problem because you turn the stroller, then it's a stick. If it's not sure when you turn the stroller, you can make a mark, then the Chalkin Tzachos says it's more turn. Why? It's a sub-stick ratio. And the Shavua and Shimon Shimtah Zayin, the Pasim like the Taz, sub-stick ratio by Jabonim, and it's not going to be more turn. So if you're not sure if you make a mark in the ground, you're allowed to turn the stroller. But let's say your choishes is going to make a mark in the ground. Not even choishes, you're in a stick ratio, you're going to make a mark. Can a person turn the stroller or not? Say, Nechnami, the Chutashani, the Zikrelis, and Sefer Lam Tetz Lopas, and Ribi, you have to both write, Tzarek Nizar. If you can turn it and make a commit, and Nechnami, you have to be careful, and make sure it's not a stick ratio. However, again, if you're just making it straight and just compacting the ground, then it's not the place that's mutter, we call it from the Chaznish, from Moshe, other appointments, and rather that's mutter, just the only problem is when you're turning, you're dealing with a problem of segregation, of a grid, then of course you should be master.
What was the Mishnah verse talking
about? Mishnah verse saying, a chair and make a grid. That's not a grid, it's by a chair, by a soul, you just compact it. It will, yeah. Another shadow of the place inquiry is, let's say, a person is on sukkah, in the sukkah, starts raining, you put the shlak down, the awning down, and they put upon that rain, comes down. The rain stops, you want to pick up the awning, it's yomtiv right now. So, the problem is that you pick up the awning, all the rain will fall, and let's say you're on the off on dirt, you make the rain fall down upon the ground. So what's the shadow of the lakha is, it's simin shin lam above, and it's gimel, that person cannot put water upon the ground. Explains the Mishnah, why you even two Eastern Daraisa. One is when you put water on the ground, everyone knows it's Zereya. Anything that causes something to grow is a nichol and a lot of Zereya. Or he says, the nichol is a Daraisa of being Kurish Kurisha. Why? Because when water falls upon the ground, it loosens the ground. When naked loosens the ground, you're dealing with it's a Daraisa of being Kurish and of being Zereya. Therefore, they're all with their rice and Zip Gimel. The Torah Hakma that a person should never eat it in the garden on Shabbos. You should not eat, even less in the bubble colony, you want to have shalosh shittas outside on your, on the whatever, on where the grass is, says the Ravah, a type of lahakma, they should not eat there. Some scholars want to say that dafka, if it's your own grass, Shabbos home wants to die that way in the Mishnah Berurah, that means if, let's say, someone else's field is even all type of lahakma, this Shabbos says, this is still a type of lahakma, but my still, the Ravah says, you should never eat, then not eat outside at all. Why is Shabbos going to have water, you know, have water with you, and the water will fall on the ground?
What's the difference? Is it not
your field? Yeah, if it's not your field, well, the Ichlai, from a Durabonah here, so that's a Shema, then Durabonah. Therefore, it's Mudd, mashing that way in the Mishnah Berurah, and if not, you don't come to the Arabic Hakra, it's your friend's field. But anyway, the whole law is only took one after. So now, back to the Sukkah. A person has a Sukkah, has water on top of it. You want to pick it up, you're doing a two Yisrim Daraisa of Zerah and Farish, what do you do? So first, the person can give it two aces. One ace of the time is get a guy to do it. Because the law is that something is done Hashem's covenant for you, you can open up to the behalf of one. The circle safe is a stick ratio that's been watered down the ground. The place can be a kapaskin. There is no stick ratio by going. The moisture of Shuman Archaim Khalfay Sim Samachet. That seems to be the Mishnah Berurah, the Shmir Shach Kofasi goes that way. There is no stick ratio by going. That means if he isn't going to do any more, even though the stick ratio is the same, so he isn't going to open up the awning, he has Kavan to open up the awning, there's no Kavan of the Zerah Farish, the Vada is Mutal and Kilo, no problem. One ain't so. The second thing is that you put plastic around the sukkah on the outside. Therefore, when the water comes down, it's falling down upon the plastic, and then the water runs away onto the ground. And it makes a circle, so if you're watering the ground, since it's a grama, the loch is in Simon Shimon Medalit, and Chab says grama is mutter, there are more paskin, we pass now, the grama is osir. However, the loch in Hefzid is mutter, loch in Hefzid is mutter. So over here, when the water is falling down upon the plastic, then it rolls away into grama. The two ways to understand this hat is one way how Shlomadam and Kashwana and Khalfayz and Simchov Gimel is Gimel, another place in Simchov Dalad, he explains that just like Ramah is Makel for Mokhm Hasid, Kolshka is be Makel for Mokhm Mitzvah. Mokhm Mitzvah is more reason to be Makel more than Mokhm Hasid. Therefore, since you have sins on the Sukkah, it's a Mokhm Mitzvah, so it's a Gromo, Gromo Vad is Motor. Inam, another way to explain this hat is that the whole name Grumma of Ethnus Korsh Gemara of the Pasha says Mutter Grumma Shamis. Who is Machma and Grumma? But who says Rav Machma on a case of sick ratio? Ish Misham Kul Chosra, you take it Beis, Oren, and Aleph, once a Taino, Grumma or Machma, but not by sick ratio. Just like we're not Machma by greater sick ratio, by Grumma not Machma in sick ratio. And if my Islami, if you want to put plastic around, the floor's on the plastic, come to Grumma, I'll be Mutter. Let's say you cannot put the plastic there, because let's say from a boy's soul, or let's say you can't find a guy. So then what do you do? Then the place more machal, it depends what type of rain it is. That if it's a lot of rain came down and the whole everything around you is saturated with water. So when the water fell down, it's like foul. It's not being the zereya, not being kosher at all. And chnami, it's like nich lake foul. So then if you sum up on what mishmur writes in Tafresh involved, the mock mitzvah leich b'slay is mutter. Or you can say if it's Arata Chavre, it's your friend's field, also it's just like Baal, also the Samech Mach Mitzvah to open up the awning. However, let's say it's your field, and there's only a little bit of rain, and it's Nichalei, and Echlami, the place may have a hard time between Nichol, it's very, it's a big problem with exactly what you should do.
You still don't
have that? Without a plastic. Yeah, with a plastic, it's a problem with the Seder. Without a plastic, it's a problem. Then in the Lofa of Kodesh, there are Kamishim Drabonim, the Nagera Bojan Lofa, that if a person does something, let's say outside, there's a Kshash, a person be Ashre Gumas, will make the land straight. Ashre Gumas is one of the Ab, that you touch the ground, you smooth it out, it's better for Zuriya, for things to grow inside of it. So, Betim, by Kodesh outside, when you do something outside, it's Nichol and Lofa of Kodesh. If you do it inside the house, the Gemara and Gemara Bay says it's Nichol and Lofa of Bainon. That means again, outside the house is always talking about whatever makes it dead up to the Kodesh outside, inside the Issid up to Boivon. Marshal, one Issid the Gemara speaks about is that that's how the king of an Aleph of Javis, that a person cannot sweep his house. Well, I can shema Ashvei Gumash, but maybe he'll take the holes and either smooth it out or be the creation different ways of the Shem will learn. But actually, here is the Issid the Gemara says to be Chabad Abayis, to sweep his house. Zabdi Amal Alofa, Shema Mazayin, and Zephayis. That means that two different types of floors a person can have. One can have an earthen floor, or one can have, like we have tiles on the floor. So it says that Amar, whether it's earthen, whether it's tiles, regardless of Marutza, also in the Marutza, regardless of one or to another, and therefore you can never sweep a house, whether it has earthen floors or has tiles. Both of them is also. It says that Amar, the Chaynoyim ve'in l'shamit. This is Allah, and it can't change. Chaynoyim ve'in l'shamit. Maisa, meaning by all, is people do sweep the floor. What is Maisa, our answer? So it says over there, the Mishnebu and the Be'alokhe, he writes, the whole time we're going to Eina Merutzah, after Merutzah, after Eina Merutzah, we're going to tile floors onto earthen floors, only a place where the whole city, most of the places have earthen floors. Your floor happens to be tiles. Let's say the whole city, or even greater the city, has floors made out of tiles, therefore there's no Makor Negev Gzeira. We're not going to meet onto the right, but we're not going to one ear onto another ear. And the Ibn Ikhlami, if the whole entire city or the city has tiles upon a floor, says the Mishibur, you can't sweep. And he writes, Ve'ema Achmer, he writes twice, Ve'ema Achmer. He says, Ubefrat, if you sweep Erev Shabbos, the person can sweep on Shabbos. This way, it's about that, not with the Mishibur, but the Urkhul Shulchan says the same as one, Simon Shimam and Zayin Tepay, it's the Egle Talmud Kodesh in your face, the Shish Shabbos in Tepay Zayin. And they get the place to go this way, even though the Ozibur writes in Shalom Yehuda, that a person, the Chareyim, Machim, or Machim, not to sweep. However, again, the Shavu writes, in Mahachmer, that's a minig, like the Shulam says, a minig is that we do sweep, the might the person can sweep inside his house. What about using a broom? Is there a shadow about using a broom? Sweeping you can. Now, how do you sweep with a broom? So if the broom is going to break off the piece that ends, economy, the law, because you can use it as a ratio. Let's say all our brooms, they don't break, no problem at all. So is there not a shadow of up to the call? Up to the call. Now, what is the ghetto of the call? Have a beer, and that's exactly that clear. Mice, is there a problem of the call by a groom? So, in the Shalmei Yehuda, he brings down from Yashiv in Perkes or Yechaz, so Yashiv says you should be Mahadir and Eich Nami not sweep on Shabbos. Why up under the call? You should not sweep up under the call. Instead of Yashiv, Mice, if you get a broom from Yuchat to Shabbos, ain't thick, but while in Eich Nami, you can't sweep with any broom you want. But the Chilkit is not naked, it's a fear, but Mice, he said you should be Mahadir.
What?
Shabbos. Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos. Abdallah Shani, Rabbi Ida says, if the Moshe is any time under the call, Moshe is no problem. This Shabbos also goes that way, there is no problem under the call. That means there is a Shalit if it's under the call. Not if Yash wants to say yeah, Moshe wants to say no, but everyone agrees there is no Isser. Chaynoi, it seems to be that everyone knows the sweep with the room. That's inside the house. What about outside the house? You have a concert, you have a courtyard, you have a porch. You know, a person sweep over there. He said that Moshe doesn't pay noigim behim l'shabbos. The person that cannot sweep in the house with away from the city has earthenware, earthen floors. So the chaser, not chasers, is made of offer. It's made of karka, not of tiles. Can a person sweep on the chaser in his courtyard, his porch outside? So the Aris Tama, one of Taino, the Shammai Yudo, and the Reuben, the Rav Shabbos, the Pegasus Test, and Rav Aida, they all want a Taino, if not, you cannot sweep your porch. Why? Because that's a different one than Ramah. They say, it's holy. If Roy porches in this, that country, Roy porches in that country, or that city, Echnami is Murtaf, then you yourself can sweep. If not, you left with Ramah. I mean, the Chor is holy. Chor, I mean, I think in Bible, it's Roy porches, Echnami, are most of our piles you can't sweep. Let's say you take a case like Muncie, most of our buses usually all have grass or field there, but you can't sweep over there. That's one mile. There's a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman writes in Shmir Shabbos Kolchasoi, Fechav Gimel or Yud. He wants to find out a chotah is amshacha, the mamshach from the bayis. It's all a chelik from the bayis. And just from the bayis itself, you have a right to sweep, we're not goyzer. Who in the chotah itself, a person has a right to sweep, and we also won't be goyzer. That's when the Shmir Shabbos goes. So you have is if the chotah is being mamshach. The way how Mr. Krells writes in Chut HaShani, he writes in Mesukhik, what is Allah by Kumas Karko, the person has a porch over there. It sounds like that if you have a porch on the second floor or third floor, that's certainly an Amshach of the house, Chilik of the house. Elvan, Kumas Karko, that chotah he seems to be using Mesukhik. They also clarify what happened if you put a sukkah on front earthen floors. So all houses have an Islamic tiles. But so a sukkah is just like a house, and an Islamic, you won't be guys, you won't be guys. Also, a shalom of the Akhman do clear.
What Washington
is, that's also a shakha? No, not a shakha. Because all houses are not guys, because white houses have tiles. So an apostolic they built, still white houses have tiles. The sukkah looked at the chelik, like a house, it's part of the miyut, or look at all sukkahs by itself.
But you can't do in the miyut.
No, if it's a miyut, no, if you have off on the ground, you can sweep. But let's say your sukkah has tiles. Can you sweep in your sukkah that happens at tiles when you're outside?
Why shouldn't you? Because this thing upstairs is not
a house. Is this really a house? Is this?
What's the
difference? It's not a house. It's a chotzer. No. Let's say you make a chotzer and you make one a house, right? Then you go with the Rav Reuben's Mahalachah for Shabbos. So now you put a sukkah there. That's your chotzer, that's your house. How do you look at it? Another Gemara, the Gemara on Shabbat, Nun Aleph and Beis, the Gemara says a person cannot be Madiach his character, cannot wash his floors. Not wash his floors. That means again, outside of Mechoshis al Chorisho and inside the Gzera up to Boyna. Can't wash your floors. This Allah has brought down the Simon Shinlam and Zayn and Sef Gimel. And over there, the place can say that over there, it's also whether you wash your floors again, where it's earthen floors, or whether your floors are Ichlamim, which does have tile floors, also to wash it. After again, you know, the Israel of Ashrei Gumus. Now, what happens again in your city? You do have in the city. Everyone has great floors and tiles. In this case, a remakner or makel, just like by sweeping remakel, all the whole city has tiles. Who it is by washing remakel, all the floors have tiles. So the other people want kind of should be the same thing. The Shemashamas or kind of should be the same thing. However, it can apply to a makner. They want a chal between doing a rechitza, washing the floors, and between sweeping the floors. They want taina, as the Mishabur points out, that sweeping the floor is a double nachness, there's a tzarech for it, there's a big tzarech for it. Mashiach, washing the floors is no big tzarech for it, and therefore you cannot wash the floors, even in our floors, innocently, where all the floors are piled upon it. Therefore, that's the Shemir Shabbos, the prayer of Chav Gimel, that's how the Arlo Tzin, the prayer of Mem Gimel, Mach Eliyahu, Chod HaShani, so at the Shulchan, the Arlo Shabbos, of either or maybe you have all those mahalak, that you cannot wash our floors ever on Shabbos, Gzeru, or to Chorisho, or Baino. The noigim, it seems to be that the minig, that the passion seems to be the way of the Mishnah Berurah.
Not more
fitted than the type. Oh, thank you. Oh, so now we have the two shaylas. One shayla is, let's say, a bottle of water fell on the floor, crash, you have water all over the floor. Now what do you do? You have water there. Can you, at a time, take a sponge stick and wipe it off, put it to the hole in the ground? Or no, you can't, because it might be a cycle safe doing a dafa. So Shmir Shabbat and Chotzer bring down from Yashu, this was from Shlomo Zalman. Echnami, the Isser is putting the water there on the dafa. The water is there ready, that's not a dafa. What is it? You're taking the water, you want to throw it out. The Isser is not good to put the water there to wash, but not to sweep out water that's on the floor.
Even if it's not tiled.
What?
Even if it's not tiled.
No, they're going on tile. The case you guys are going on tile. So the Gzera, I don't know if that's all. I don't know, but they're going on tile. who did that tell Nisi Kriyat and Chut HaShami, that's how Rabbi Arba Shabbos, Matzal Yol, they go this Mala. However, Al Tzad HaSheni, L'Sham Le'Yuda, Bigzam, and Perktes, or Chabot, or Mubiashim, you can't. There's Issa Madafa, Sinkel Sekhi doing Adafa, you have wood on the floor, what do? You put shmatches in there, that's it. Al Tzad HaSheni, Al Tzad HaSheni, exactly what to do, so you can't sweep off the wood that's on the floor, and you bring it down also from the Adafa that way, they put shmatches in there, you can't, and if I sweep off the floor, I can come down a sign up, you know, and the sponge stick, muksa map. The action holds it is muksa, why? Because there's nothing you can ever use of it, he holds muksa. Some examples go down and Shemir Shabbos holds not muksa, why is it muksa? You can use it, though, it's so often for it. But my thing comes out here, I'm one of the four, it seems to me, my colleague in that place can what to do.
We need a knife, we need
no spine. What do you mean, so?
You can't do it, it's not, come up from the
stomach. Yeah, I have to. How much? No, the absorb is not a problem. If you absorb a little bit of that problem, you say it. But I'm like, if you don't have a another challenge you mentioned before, what about when the floor is sticky, let's say someone vomits on the floor, or a child makes on the floor, you have to clean it off. They let it pour water upon it to clean it off. It might know that it's going to be there by the alcohol. So in the Shmir Shams, the cost of being down the guest from the dam, and once the time is that spot cleaning, in a certain area, that's not a dafa. That's not Shema dafa. Dafa is washing the floor. Here you clean one, Malkum, there's no iser. Also, the operation is make of that reason. Either he's make of a different reason in our relationship, because he wants to tie what you said before him. The whole reason why we're more masked by the chitza, more than by sweeping, because sweeping, there's dumb enough it, and washing is not so much of a tariff. Says a writer, however, when there is a tariff, when he says you have kiel, you have on the floor, there's a tariff, a lot of person can be make of. And the other team, Chacham Pesin Abashol, he got his name for both reasons. He brings down the reasons of No Shema Dofa, and brings down the reasons of Zavon Office. And that's the meaning between both of them, is let's say you have a whole room of Zavon Office. According to, let's say, in the high school, Marshall, according to a Vayat Rabbi Mutter, according to Inchem Dof, might be also. Depends on the reason.
And it's
funny enough. Yeah, this one, well, let's look at, these are the places you want to make in this case. Again, in Chodeshami, even though he's making by his on the floor, but he is master, and he says, you cannot do spot cleaning your peg and chest, and the master Leol and Simon Ayn Aleph, and Hoyt Chet.
What is
the master? Master Leol and Simon Chodeshami switch. They say, when it's on the floor, that's not a dachah. But do spot cleaning, you are doing a dachah. That's what you're doing with Sias. Both of them are found, and the Israelis both switch and say, when it's on the floor, that you can do. But how the full water, that upon the floor, that's also. You now want to do it also. It's in different example. So we have my two cases: the machlokes of place came in spot cleaning, and if water already fell down the floor, if you could clean it up, sweep it up with a sponge stick. A lot of other what person should do is if you're off. How this up as far as how look at it. First of all, this whole issue is an issue of problem. That's all. Basis we mentioned ourselves before that our place came in this Shabbos. This Shabbos, once a time, this whole issue is not done in a city that's not pulling wood to. The whole entire city is full of tiles, but some one time there is no makor to remake this whole gezeira. This Shabbos goes this way. Fine, that's the tiro. For each case, besides spacing or when the wood is on the floor, it's not like this, so it comes out that best is a strike in the case of Rabbon. And it's usually Makom Tzarech. Therefore, the family, there is a makor to be makom. The Urcha Shabbos, he said, the Shabbos are told, you can't be makom. Well, everyone should ask you wrong, but the mother, there is a makor of a wife. It seems to be that people are makom, either lack of a yidiyo or less than his mother. But people do it. Another example is in Timothy.
When you sweep up garbage, you have a problem
with the other. Oh, so the Shalom looks at, so the Allah and the Shayatin explain that there are two reasons why it's mutter. One is the tilt of that. You're not going to be dying to tilt of the sound, so that a happy one is going to be clean. Therefore, it's mutter. Another reason is so the Allah and Khadish also is a grass over here.
What are you
going to do with it
once
you start
stuff?
You again, you put a couple of times, but until you're not standing.
What
is
that
also? It's not standing. It depends. If the grocery, you can move wherever you want. If it's not grocery, the H block won't happen. They do the buses, but still it's water. Rabbi Lotha in Simon Shin Lamaches in Sethei, the Mechab exam, the Lotha firstly cannot be misafik with a goyis and can't play it not on Shabbos. Why is it there of Ashrei Gumo is the outside of Yerpamo of Karisha and inside of Yerpamo of Baino? The Mechab adds in, the Ramah adds in that a person can play on a table, however he cannot play on the floor. That means the Marshal, the Lotha, a person cannot play with marbles on the floor, he cannot play golf, he cannot play soccer. Why? Because you want to smooth out the ground. However, you can play, let's say, pool on the table, and tables to say, don't play marbles on the table. Now, this halacha says Mishnah Berurah is not only on earth and ground, Again, it says also when Murtzah, even when the Talos Makhloi will go, it says Murtzah, Otu, Enu Murtzah, Mishpura, Kamaphos can go this way. So what happens again? The whole entire city, it's Murtzah, the whole city has tiles. I can be going so you cannot play on the floor. So, the Shmishap, the Chosan, in fact, the Zayn, and Lachar, he says, over here we're not going to go either. Echad, the whole entire city is Murtzah, there's no Gzeret, you can't play on the floor. That's where the Pitzkachuva brings down, and that's how the Shmishap goes. Sure. Before the Pelophon, they ask, the Matzal Yom ask, they let them understand. By is to be paying, that's not the Echamim we make. By watching, well, not Nachas, and Echamim will be Machmer. However, playing games, that's not it. Yeah, he's very good. He sends himself one to another. He's very good. Lishmei Shabbat, he says himself. No, Lishmei Shabbat, he got his Lishtasa. He himself says it. But the Lishmei Shabbat, who is a fellow, he wants to be Machmer on washing it, once we make him play games before the fellow often master the other cash before and cut himself via Harvey. Mata Afa Shani, the place can be Iker or Master, and the Tanya and Ichnami, a person cannot play even the whole Taitli, this Mutsif, the Shvish Shabbos, and the Kharij and Sif. Chokas, he says it this way, he says especially games, because the Derek of games is to play outside, there's more of the reason goes up to Eden Mutsif, the Kseta Shulchan, also in Sim Kufnabon, in Sif Kotzin, and Samo, also he says, the Maitre, he compares it to our Dachwa that were Machmer, and Voidi says also people play outside. Who didn't the Kittel for Shabbos to Machmer, and the Shabbos on the Machmer, Rabbi Eidin Machmer. Sorry?
Who played Machmer on
the... No, the games in general play outside. Yeah. Well, we have some different games with the Machmer. Yo, the Kittel come up, place, and pick on Machmer, and say, if I mean, all our tile floors, you cannot play games upon it. So one case that you can ask is what the lab kids play. They play either in Yiddish called Kugelach, or in Hebrew is called Avanim, when English is called Jack. How can you play that on the floor on Shabbos? Of course, your pal is playing with it on Shabbos on the floor of this Gezerah. So first, one 18, just give him an ASO. Now, Lopez can play again on a table and not on the floor. There's a Mishpura, however, you put on the floor a Machtelis, a different mat. That's Mortar, that's Nifl, and being on the table, not being part of the floor. So if you want to be last one, you can get in the floor, put something on top of the floor, they're playing on top of it. That'll be Seder, the color day. The floor is not carpet, the floor means anything that's not connected to the ground. That'll be the Seder. However, let's say it's hard to play the game, then what's the halacha? The first, the Amar writes in Simon, this halacha, and Simon, hey, he ends up saying, this halacha, in Lim Kwe, to get Noshim Uktanim, why, Mutter Shei Shegim, let Valve here in the Zidim. They're not going to listen anyway. He tries telling the kids not to play a game in Shabbos, they'll just go to their friend's house and play it over there. They're not going to listen in Lim Kwe, don't tell them anything, Mutter Shei Shegim. So far, so don't make them a fault, that's Alan. But my said, you want to have this Mutter Lechachila. So just to go through common svaras, each one they shlot them, but their common svaras, the first one we mistar, say why, Eichan, it could even be Mutal HaChilo. One svar is what the Rebbe Yehuda brings down and says, this whole issue of playing with the Goyim on the floor, the Esmet Machlokes, we show them what the reason is. Is the reason of Mashmiyam Kol, can you hear noise? What the reason is because of Ashrei Gumois. So Be'ekad Machal is being Machmur. However, it only has Chumro. However, to say Be'ekad Din that we hold Mashmiyam Kol is also, Yishlot, hey, that the Asher Gumbas is also, maybe it's not that way. And therefore, the Tzio of the other Rishonim, the whole, there is no Issa playing on the floor. There's one Tzio you can say, I can tell you, know, it'll pass in a way, but there is a Tzio that there is no Issa at all playing games on the floor. That's how. Second Tzio they say is that we mentioned the Mishnah, the whole, let's say, the city that has offer, and certain places, Merutzah, you can't play in the Merutzah. That's the Mishnah Gura Shito. However, the Archa Shulchan disagrees in Tzipi Beis, and the Prima Gotham is not that way, in Tzakot, and the Gimel, and the Mishnah Ezov, that any Nami, if even though the Raven City has offer, your place that has tiles on the ground, you can play with tiles on the ground. Explain the Archa Shulchan why. Because playing games has no Kavias to it. And no Kavias without Koshish. Yesh Lodom is Manzer, games seem to do have a Kavias to it. But the Betzim, there's no Kzeru, there's no Kavias upon it, and therefore, even when it, even in a place where the rape of the town is offered, there's enough of a car, the Rishulchan can make a play upon tiles. A third of the part of the tariff is the, even if you want to hold like Mishgur, that Mutzav is offered. You go, not a sheet of Mishmashabbat, Shmirshabbat says the whole entire city is a Maitre is Mutzav. Also, a third of the car, why purple, you can be make one and say that there is no Isser because we won't go into when the whole entire city is Mutzav. A fourth of the car, the Mishmashabbat brings down. He wants to tell you that the temple game, when you want to play Google off, like you said before, you cannot play on dirt floors. You can't pick to choose to play on dirt floors. The game won't go that way. You'll pick what tile floor. So you can tell me after tile floors, after what? Earthen floors. You can't play on earthen floors. Why should we go to the earthen floors? You cannot play upon earthen floors. You have to have the Kedusha set up. Usually it's not set up that way. To pick each game by itself. Usually the Kedusha is in, but you want to pack up. This game cannot be played on the earthen floor. In the Rabbi Yassif, the same Lam Tesla office, he says, Mamas the Tzvar of Hakarich, he's talking about playing the game in Kugelot. I don't know if he knew how to play the game. He says the kids really don't care if the ground is straight or not straight, if that's one thing. And if we're not to do Ashrei Gumo, it's not good, therefore, that's why he also wants to make them. Matthias, the game is not that way in Yishlo and Harper, what he wrote. Let's say he did see if he wants to make them. But in we have different two for why the person wants to make them, and the off person will make them, the Chachilo, the take of the Shabbos to make them with Chachilo, the take of Lam Tesla office to make them with Chachilo, the Shabbos will make them with Chachilo, offside Kugelot. But this is being made with Chilak in each case in Yishvot and Harvey, about it on children in the place. Who else the Gospel to play on Shabbos, about the time of Shabbos, the point of Shabbos, and Yishvot and Malofa, if you can serve all the Yishvot, and Ekvam, you'd be made with Chilak.
No one has
to open. Sorry?
You just said, no one has to open
the Gospel. No one has to open the
Well, maybe Saturday,
you need that. You have to only get it from the Gospel. Could be some other. There are other gzeres, just to mention other gzeres that are negated a little bit. Also, Kuisha, Shema, Ashrei Gumois, and Simon Shembeis, and Sefov, it's both on the shadow if you have a mud on your shoes, what exactly you can do with one of your shoes. Says the Mishavur Halacha, if you don't like it, if you rub it on the ground, maybe Ashrei Gumois, he says inside the Gumois, inside the hole itself, you cannot. Now he says, about the person can take your shoes and rub it against the wall, that would be the best thing. Against the crystal, it won't be a problem of Ashrei Gumois, that would be the best thing to do. Another Gzeira of Pesach discussed in Simon Shinta Zayin and Sefer Aleph is that a person, when he spits on the ground, he should not take his foot and rub it over the right that's upon the ground. Unless it doesn't mishap to be too much, but otherwise he cannot rub it in. Mishru over there says, that's when it's early ground. He says, who would deal for it, even when it's not early ground?
It's only a ball. What? In the
Zerea. Yes, on the ground. So Zerea, Chodesh on the ground, it says not. He says, that a little bit, you have to watch, a little bit won't make any difference, it's not good for the ground, I'll do it on a bound for it. Each load is not so dependent. So the mice, what if this above all is sitting on the ground, so what about on the tall floor? Can you step on the, spit up on the tall floor? So Mishbu says, the floor is on the lock of Tim and Shilam, the Zayin Tepes, by sweeping, just like by sweeping, the Amos says, Chaynogi Me'im Shans, he cannot sweep a tile floor, what if he cannot also step on a tile floor? That means you can't clarify that what happens in our city, that I climb all the tiles, all the houses that have tiles upon the floor. Could be in this case the Mishavur will agree to be Maple, so he sends you the same halacha of sweeping. Over there, by sweeping Mishavur is Maple. Could be in a family's Maple when all the floors have tiles upon it. I didn't see in the place what they.
I do not.
Yeah, the Mishavur person don't say anything. I looked around, the person don't say in this case. Yishvot. Another halacha they discussed also the Machab and Simon Shinam Gimel and Zebal. That a person cannot be refined on his warehouse, cannot take out all the stuff in his warehouse. Why? Because if you left the empty room hole, again, say Bama Ashrei Gumois, and again, the Be'alacha sends you to the Lacha that even is good, if any good, is telling the Lacha of sweeping. Another Kazayah that brings down the Tzim and Shimma Mazayan Tzim Dalin is when you put a chalice on the ground, you cannot put a, try to misdad it to set it straight on the ground. Also, Bama Ashrei Gumois, again, the same Lacha shall be good, if any good, also before Mishavur sends you back. The Indian of sweeping. These are different areas. As Kimmel has mentioned, again, the lachas of Shabbos are left, learned down from Mishkan, with Chilik of Mishkan, so Rashi learned down from the Chon of the Mishkan, from Salmon, Rav Haigren seems to learn out either from the Kaponish, like the Rital learns, or from the Chon that's outside the Mishkan, how the Faithful learns. We was the Zvi and the Mishkan in the Midbar, so the place of the Chula learned, it was Echami. It did start going in the Midbar, how was Neshur, and the Samsoifa learned Echami came from Mitzrayim. The Av of Chamisha is the Iker, things that you do, a ticket to the ground itself, to offer itself for Zeriyah. The Tolda is when you're doing it not to the ground, however it does affect the ground. If it's else for the ground, that'll be the Tolda. And then Maitha are Kama Gzeris. One Gzeris is a person that cannot sweep the ground, because the Maitha will make the whole entire city is Murutza. Another issue is a person that cannot wash the ground over there where Machmer, the whole entire city is fast Murutza Maplek, or Machmer, it's in sparkling. Or you can, if water fell on the floor, you can take care of it. It's not like that place game, there is water to be made upon. And playing games on the floor, also, before it's also whether it's good or not good, if it's to be exhale. Might the place game want to make one kugelach, and for children, you don't have to, seem to be, don't make a matzah against them. The law in Simon Shalom Chesed today, after being down the halacha that you should not play on the ground, also Ashrei Gumus, it means that a din, the person about playing Teshuk on Shabbos Teshuk. So the Gemara brings down, it's a contest over there, it's a machlokes, if you allow to play Teshuk on Shabbos. Now what is Teshuk? It says the Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Gimel, it says the Chelkes Yaakov in Arachayim, Teshuk is chess. That's what Teshuk is shachmat, shachmat, checkmate, or chess. You cannot, the machlokes if a person allows to play chess on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, it's a contest, and how do you end up halacha? He ends up saying, the Eilim Chos, don't make a law, call against the person who plays chess on Shabbos. Explains the Chosim, Minchas Yitzchok, Chelkes Yaakov. That means it's often Mogavon is asking. Eight limchoys, what you should show you in the Alpim and Zidim. I show what the Isra is, can't say what the fall, could be all the Isra, Shemaya's call, I'm Ishwagin, what the Isra is. Meist Mogavon does end off, that is also. It's also, however, eight limchoys, what you should show you in the Alpim and Zidim. Also, Moshe the Chuba in your day, called Gimel.
And your day is called Harisha.
Yeah, no, this is not Harisha. No, this is
the... Well, not Harisha. The same game, you know.
Yeah, but they're playing chess on the board. You're not playing on the floor. On paper, you're not playing. Yeah, well, any separation is the same. The Moshe the Truman Yadayah from the Gimel in the Semitized Vlog, he also speaks about chess. He says, first of all, there's a bayah of the David Dover. He asks why, the Moshe says the bayah of David Dover. But Oedi says, if you play chess, usually one person wins. Other person loses. And he's Bitzar. If it's Bitzar, it's also going to play on Shabbos. In this case, it's chess. But anything that's a Bitzar, you spend an hour or two working out, trying to figure out, you're upset, you lose. The Moshe is also going to play chess on Shabbos outside. Well, not going to bump. There are other Chubbis about it can play chess on Shabbos. The Moshe, the Indian of Shabbos is not, the Indian of Shabbos is a Shivas, it's not the Indian of Dafka to play on Shabbos, even though it's the main Menucha. And the Moshe also is in the Indian of Einik. However, the point of Shabbos is the Kedusha Shabbos and the Shom Yisera, the Yepa Shabbos, and the essence of the Indian of Shabbos is the Man Talmud Torah. As the Levi Yo brings down from the Chavetz Chaim, then on Shabbos, the person, when he learns every word of Shabbos, the Knegat Hayar Mitzvah, it's worth, one word is worth 613 times the amount, Shabbos Knegat Kulam. And the Maitre B'Shavu also brings down, and similar to Reis Tadak and some God of Gimel, that Dina from the Zohar, it's a mitzvah, called Odom, it's a mitzvah on every person, for him to lechadish Chedusha Torah on Shabbos, he should lechadish Chedusha Torah, no, a person, he has a specific notebook, and every Shabbos, he tries to think of one thing to lechadish, and he writes it down. Why we should bring down from the Zohar that an Rami person should mechadish everything one time on Shabbos, one thing they bring down, they kind of when you go up to Shemayim, the Shemayim say, I'll leave you, and they say, Shemayim, what are you mechadish? The Mishavu says, the Chol HaPasa has learned something new. If you're not mechadish, learn something new. The Bible says, the time of Shabbos is to learn for Shabbos. Learn anything. The Mechtav Eliyahu in the Chelekei, in the number 265, brings down for going, saying, Pshat, to go on Shabbos, and Kofi Chesam, now, the Gemara says, Kol Mishanik at the Shabbos. Zoichel the Nachlo Limitzorov. Anyone who's Zanik Shabbos is Zoichel the Nachlo to an inheritance. Limitzorov is out of the borders. What does that mean? Says the Goyim. It's not saying Mishanik is Atmoy. Someone gives himself pleasure. It says Mishanik is the Shabbos. What does that mean? Someone gets Hanoch from the Kedusha Shabbos of the Korah of Kodesh Baruch. That is not Zoichel the Nachlo Limitzorov. Even though there isn't in the Reinig, that's only the gift you got to be Mishabbat together with me in the Shoma. But the bigger point of Shabbos, the Reinig is the Reinig in the Kedusha of Shabbos. Is a minor and higher level of Shabbos, that Shabbos is not made for games. Shabbos is made for Kedusha Shabbos. Tak Yizayka, that our oinig, we should reach a level that our oinig should be the oinig of Kedusha Shabbos and not oinig actually.